Hey everyone out there on the internet, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are in fact listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, I bet at home you're wondering, hey, how can I meet these two fine kids in person? Carolyn's about to tell you how.
Yes, we have three remaining tour dates for 2009. You can join us on May 24th at DC Counterculture Festival in Vienna, Virginia. Then on September 26th and 27th, we will be at Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland. And finally, on October 10th and 11th, we will be at Baltimore Comic Con.
Hey, Carolyn, where can they meet us on the web? Like, what's our webpage?
Oh, it's www.curls-studio.com.
Man, I love this internet. See y'all later. Enjoy the show.
Carolyn Joe Show. I thought this was Soul Train.
That's for you, little Asian guy from the last episode, from last week. Here, what are you doing?
Why do you call him little? He's big.
Oh, he's a little man.
He's a wuss.
Pump this up.
Oh, just so you know, you're going to get your heart broken.
That's right.
She don't like you.
Well...
She's just using you for food.
She's just using you, buddy, for
a free meal.
For food.
You're her
sustenance.
Meal ticket.
All right, just so you guys can, if you're just tuning in to this week's episode of the Carolyn and Joe Show. With Carolyn. With Danny's back again this week. Man, you've been here for 3 weeks, man.
Of course. I'm defending my Popeye's title.
That's right. Been here for 3 weeks and with Carolyn. Basically, last episode, we were talking about a story about that Calvin, one of my fellow filmmakers, he has a friend that's basically using this roommate, this Asian guy is using this white girl.
The girl's using the guy.
Oh, is it really the girl's using the guy?
Yeah.
But the story is he hates Kanye.
Yeah.
The Asian guy hates Kanye.
So this is for you, buddy.
Which means he hates Calvin.
So yeah. And then Calvin was basically like, man, I just wanted to rock Love Lockdown right then because what, they're being all secret.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. So since you're here for our third week and we are now clearly in May, Danny, there's one thing that I wanted to talk to you about. I don't think I talked to you for a long time. Hazard gave me a text at least maybe 2 months ago about he was like, all right, tonight we dominate the pizza. And I don't think I've talked to you if you guys did team up and dominate that pizza. Now, can you tell me the backstory on that?
Okay, so on the Travel Channel, there's a show called Man vs. Food, and basically the premise of the show is the host, he travels city to city, and he looks for usually it's like the good food of the city,
yeah,
or the gimmick food of the city, and he did a trip to Atlanta, and there was this place north of Atlanta about 30 minutes, and it's called Big Pie in the Sky.
Yeah.
And they have this challenge called the Carnivore Challenge. It's a 30-inch pizza in diameter. And it weighs in at 11... Wait.
11 yeah, pounds?
It weighs in at 11 pounds. It is an 11-pound pizza. And the goal is if a team of two can eat this entire pizza in 60 minutes,
yeah,
you win $250.
Now, what was the date that this happened? Or was there like a date where all people come in, or you can just come in whenever you want?
No, you cannot just come in anytime you want. You have to make an appointment for it because it takes so long to cook.
It's like a week, like a week in advance or
weekdays?
Okay, so
only weekdays.
All right.
And it just so happens Hazard and Laura came in on a Thursday.
Just so we can sponsor them. What's the name of the place again?
Big Pie in the Sky in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Big Pie in the Sky. They have a challenge to eat an 11-pound pizza. A giant pizza too. How big would you say that is?
30 inches. Probably about the size of that bass drum.
The kick drum? Oh man.
Yeah, the kick drum.
So that's 11 pounds. What are the toppings that you can choose? Whatever toppings?
No. It's called the Carnivore Challenge for a reason. It has pepperoni, a pound of pepperoni, a pound of ham, a pound of sausage, and a pound of bacon.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, a pound of bacon, dude.
Oh my God.
So basically, Huzzard and I, we were getting pumped because let's face it, we were both pretty big eaters. And
because I can tell he was excited. He was like,
he was excited. I was excited, man. There was nothing more I was looking forward to getting a chance to take on this pizza.
Did you guys call in the news or any press to say we're going to try to dominate this? That would have been great.
No. Well, see, the thing is, no one has succeeded. No one has succeeded in eating this pizza yet.
So this is the undominable.
It is undominable. And what they started doing was, it says, on top of the $250.
Whoa, would you get paid $250 for it?
If you eat it all.
Okay.
They said, we have a growing pot of, we throw in $5 into another jar for every person who tries and fails.
Yeah.
It was up to $125. Do the math. That's 25 people who have tried and failed.
Who have fallen to this, monster. Okay.
And Huzzard and I were determined to not be 26.
All right. So Huzzard drove down, or he flew.
He flew down.
He flew down. You guys have already ordered the pizza, so they know you're going in there,
yes.
Right? And so did you train? Did both of you train or anything? What?
Well, not really. I mean, my mentality is I don't really train for anything. Like when I did the Krispy Kreme run, I went into it just like whatever. I'm doing it.
So what did you do? What did you do
How you do that?
What did you do like in advance to this?
All I did was make sure don't.
Could we lead up to the day? Would that work? What's that?
Do you know that there was a tater tot eating competition last week?
No.
I think there was in DC.
Oh, huh. God.
So let's lead us back to the day of.
The day of. The bottom line is all I said was.
So Huzzard arrived, right?
Well, Huzzard and I, we both know, don't go into any sort of eating challenge hungry.
Yeah.
Because if you're hungry, your eyes are bigger than your stomach and you'll end up filling up really fast. So basically, I spent the day nibbling, just kind of keeping my stomach, satisfied, not necessarily hungry at any given time of the day.
Yeah.
And then, fortunately, by the time I picked up Huzzard came in the afternoon. I got slammed at work, so basically...
Did you eat at work?
Yeah, I had to have a lunch.
Okay.
And Huzzard and Laura had to kill some time at a Barnes & Noble while I got off work, and then I finally got off work. I picked him up, and we immediately went up there.
So that's cool. His wife was there to support him. That's awesome.
Yes. Laura was there, and it was very pleasant to have her visit down as well. The bottom line is, we ordered the pizza. It arrived. We gave it about 15 minutes to cool down.
Okay. So you guys just talked or whatever? Or
yeah, we just kind of waited. Well, I was waiting for my roommate Jen and her boyfriend to show up. And,
we'll talk about that.
And then basically, we got to a point where we're like, you have to tell the employee we're starting now so that they can look at the clock and, gauge an hour from that moment.
Okay.
So Huzzard and I, they cut the pizza into 8 slices.
So 8 giant slices,
8
basically.
Gigantic slices. They each weighed roughly like 1/16 of a pound or something like
now,
that.
Now, would you say, if you were to put these single slices in comparison to a normal pizza slice, what would you say that was?
I've got pictures up on my website.
That's true. But, let's describe it, because we can't look at it.
Well, online... totfc.net.
I'm surprised out that URL here.
Let's go to, what was that again?
Top of the food chain. That's what it stands for.
No, but what is it exactly?
TOTFC.
TOTFC.
Yep.
Dot what?
Net.
Dot net. Not com. Dot no.
Go down. Go down. Keep going.
You haven't changed as much, though.
Men versus food.
I have not seen this yet.
So if you guys can go to TO, say it real quick.
TOTFC.net.
And then visit.
These pizzas are freaking huge.
Yep. Well, the basic.
Oh, dear God. Dear God Almighty. It looks like Hazard looks afraid of that giant pizza. It looks like he's about.
I'm not going to lie. That thing is very intimidating. When you see it, it's like, kind of like, this. Dear God.
This picture is a monstrosity, yes. Man.
I think the average person can only eat like.
It looks maybe delicious. They brag about pizza that slices the size of your head, and as indicative by that picture.
Bigger than the head.
Yes.
I mean, it is
half the size of a body.
It is a freaking massively scary pizza.
On any given day,
holy crap!
That pizza, one slice is a very generous meal.
One slice is probably like the size of a medium.
One slice,
holy crap, a medium.
Man. One slice is a generous meal.
Now you got like guys at home. This pizza, it's almost pretty much the size of a table. All right, let's go back to your story. Don't ruin these images. I want to hear what happens. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so.
I'm not in the loop. I'm not online a lot on talking to people.
Look at Danny in this picture. You look drunk or something.
Continue the story. You're there. Tell me how you feel when they first give.
I just want to add that Danny is eating.
Hold on. He's still telling that part. When they bring it out, how many people did it take them to bring it out? Tell me about
just,
that.
Just one person.
Just one person?
Yeah, but obviously the person using both hands and kind of holding it out in front of them because it weighs 11 pounds.
And no one else was trying this challenge at the restaurant either.
No one was trying the challenge, but this pizza, that's their standard large.
That's their standard large, is that,
yes,
fucking pizza, dude?
It's a $30 pizza if you get, like, you know, pepperoni and sausage pizza. It's about, like, $32.
Holy crap.
But think about
it. That's not that bad of a price.
No,
though,
it's
man.
Not. You're getting a huge, gigantic pizza, and the leftovers are you're guaranteed to have leftovers.
Because sometimes three large pizzas at, like, Pizza Hut,
yeah,
is not the size of that
no,
pizza.
No, not even close.
That is like 10 pizzas, man. That's like 10 of those pizzas.
So this pizza arrives and we're just kind of blown away by the just monstrosity of it. And they were like, well, the clock doesn't start till you take the first bite.
Okay. So they're standing where they're like, more or less.
We both move a slice to our plate, and Hazard had a plan. He actually had a plan. I was just like I do any eating contest, I'm just going to dive right in.
What was his plan?
He rolled his first slice into like a burrito. He literally rolled it up and like rolled it up into this funnel shape, and then we both started eating.
What was your thoughts on his plan?
I was like, it makes sense, but the crust will eventually, that crust in the dead center will be, you know, their crust was kind of, it wasn't greasy like, yeah, Pizza Hut crust. It was very crunchy and bready.
So let me ask you this before we continue with this the giant pizza challenge. So what did you have any sort of fear for your life basically going into this? Were you like, if I attempt to finish this and you do finish it, would you actually almost like vomit all that up and have big pain, or, you know, read any side effects?
Fearless.
Since no one conquered this before, you had no idea what would happen afterwards,
nope,
right?
I fear not. Like the donuts I ate in the Krispy Kreme challenge, no problem.
What would have been the worst thing that could happen anyway?
I would have puked. That's the worst.
Your body would have rejected it.
Yeah.
All right. So continue. You're about to eat the pizza.
So the first slice, I'm done with the first slice in 5 minutes. I finished the entire slice in 5 minutes.
It's a long ass time to take that first slice too, man. 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
I always project that it takes, like, it shouldn't take a single person to eat a normal meal longer than less than 20 minutes.
Essentially, you have 15 minutes to eat each slice.
Yeah.
So I do it in 5 minutes because I'm like, time clocks the enemy.
Was this with your hands? What?
It started with my hands, but then it got to a point where the center was so gooey. And let's face it, what you don't really think about is how much sheer meat is on this thing. So meat's just falling off left and right. So you just kind of fork and shovel it into your mouth, essentially.
Like a pizza cereal at this point.
Yeah, more or less, exactly. So the second slice comes up. I'm not moving nearly as fast as the first slice.
Were you trying to, like, were you, was your ma- your, was your mind
just
basically...
keep eating, just keep eating. All
right, so you weren't thinking, like, oh, crap, we're running out of time.
Nope.
I'm not even thinking about time.
Don't even think about the clock. All I know is there is a clock, but I'm just not to think about it. So just keep eating. And I get to my second slice before Hazard does. And then...
So Hazard's still eating his burrito.
Yeah, pizza. He's still eating the burrito. And I'm done with the first slice.
When you saw him, could you tell, like, uh-oh, I don't know, he looks
well,
like...
See, the bottom line was, we told each other, we have to hate each other in this. Because I said to Hazard, I was like, one way or the other, win, lose, or draw, The Popeyes title's on the line.
The Popeyes title, man.
The Popeyes title's on the line. He agreed. He agreed. The Popeyes title was on the line.
Not the KFC title, man. The Popeyes title.
And he said, we have to hate each other and make each other want to beat the other guy. Because that's the best way to keep going.
Inner competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a competition against not only the pizza, but each other.
So no matter what, no matter if you guys don't even eat that that whole pizza, there must be a winner between
you. There will
be
a winner.
Okay.
There will be a decided winner. And he finally got to the second slice, and I was halfway done with it. And then it hits you. Your body gets sick of the food.
Oh, no.
I can tell that Danny enjoys the joy of telling this story about how he
Huzzer knew it was coming.
We're going to milk this story.
Huzzer knew it was coming.
This is our epic battle. This is the epic pizza battle story.
I just see the joy in like everyone.
No. See, I actually wanted to stop by. If I didn't land so late, I would have stopped by Huzzer's house, grabbed the Popeye's title, and brought it with me.
All right, so let's continue. So you're eating two slices at this point, and you can tell.
Your body just gets sick of it.
You're just like, I fucking had enough of this pizza.
You literally, at that point, I'm slowing down because I can't eat it with my hands at this point, and I'm eating with a fork and knife. I take a bite, stick it in my mouth, and I'm like, I can't chew.
Your body, you physically start
your
to
body
reject
is
it.
Just shutting
your
down.
Your body begins to reject it. You get so bored of it.
Your
it's
taste buds.
It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
Now, was this a big factor? Like, if you were actually to say, like, hey, is it
what
possible
if you
to
were
split?
To dip it in a sauce?
Or could it have been like, hey, would it be cool if you split this giant, large, super large pizza and be like half pineapple? You know what I mean? Like different.
Yeah, I wish there was like a way to put some pineapple on it, but then it's no longer a carnivore challenge anymore.
That's true.
So, but the thing is, like, you know, I forced my way through the second slice. I actually finished the second slice.
Okay.
Huzzard is slowing down to a crawl at this point.
And he's at what, one slice?
He's on his second slice.
So he's on his second slice. Overall, how many are left at this point? If there's eight slices, so four left.
Four slices left. So I'm like, all right.
So if you were to keep this pace of you, like, continue? I'm not gonna.
Basically, I was like, all right.
You're on your third slice at this point.
No. I take the last two slices and I stack them.
Oh, I did see an image of that, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me stacking.
Take that little short
stack.
Shortcut, like a pancake.
Exactly.
Really.
And I get through about half of the two slices. So essentially, I've eaten three slices. The equivalent of about three slices of pizza. Huzzard is done. He is pretty much done.
Now, Huzzard is a guy that takes great pride in being the best at the eating competitions, and yet he has fallen already.
His threshold for
he loves meat.
He loves meat, and the thing is, like, but he got this huge second wind. Like, I'm not kidding.
Now, how long was the time already?
Probably about at the 50th minute.
What, 50 minutes?
Huzzard, he abandoned slice number two and just grabbed three and four and just stacked them on top and just started going to town on it.
Now, was this part show, or do you think it was for, like, he's really going to go for it?
He was...
Probably a mix of both?
The fact that he was actually eating at that time goes to show...
We need to show a picture of that on the website.
Goes to show that he was legitimately trying.
Okay.
But the problem was, I had developed a big lead on him at that point.
Because what were you at that point?
I had abandoned the crust of the second pizza. Just the crust, though. So there's a crust. And I had eaten about half of two slices.
Was he, was
look
he
at Huzzard in this photo.
Was he still trying to do...
Do you see his eyes?
was he still trying to do the burrito method at that
no,
point?
No, he was... He just...
Or on slice two, what was he doing?
Grabbed and fold, like... You know New York slice you fold in half?
Yeah,
and
he's kind
of like...
You did that with three? He did that with three, or did he just do that with
he
two?
He just grabbed it. I'm not kidding. He just like grabbed and ripped up and ripped and just literally was ripping handfuls, like ripping chunks off the pizza and eating. But that at that point, it was very a foregone conclusion.
Was,
we were done. It was just waiting
on
the clock.
At that point, yeah.
And just, at the bottom line is like...
And that was at the 50-minute mark,
yeah,
right?
We were done. We were done at that point. It was just like, it was eating for pride. Don't quit.
Eating for pride. Who would still measure the winner of that? You were still going, though, right?
Yeah, I was still going.
Okay.
It was very, very, very slow, but the thing is, he had stopped. He was done. He was literally just kind of breathing, and I was literally taking the most babyest bite-sized things in the world because my body just... It would not eat it.
Yeah.
I couldn't swallow it. I could chew and chew and chew, and my body would be like...
Yeah, just like it had enough.
I like how Danny in these pictures of the pizza eating contest and Danny right now is both sitting AC Slater style.
So you ate? Did you eat AC Slater style? Is that how you attacked it?
No, that was my second wind.
So this is like your support.
This was determination. I was like, I stood up several times to walk in circles or kind of do some squats, just gotta get the body moving or whatnot, and then I'd be like, damn it! No, I'm not calling in. I'm not throwing in the towel. And then I turned turn the chair around.
Serious
sit down,
business at this
sit
point.
Sit down, AC Slater style, and get back to work.
Serious business.
And then,
At this point, at the 50-minute mark or close to the hour mark, where were you at? Located, eating wise.
You're
disseminated at that point.
Yeah,
you died.
I was literally taking like nibbles.
Now, were you physically like, I can't do? Like, you were just tired, or? Like, you were physically tired. Like, you couldn't even, like, do anything. Or was your stomach...
I could do stuff. I was like, I'm going to do some push-ups. We're in the damn restaurant.
You just didn't want to eat.
I just didn't want to eat. Neither did Hazard. You just can't eat.
Tanked out.
You can't eat anymore. Your body just was like, I'm tired of this food.
Did they come back to you at, like, the hour mark? And
yeah,
be like,
they're
did you
like,
do it?
Well, yeah, they're used to seeing it. They've seen so many people fail.
Yeah.
And they were, and I was like, has anyone completed it before? And they're like, well, two high school students... thought they did, but it was pretty clear they were cheating. They were like dropping chunks of stuff on the ground. I mean, they finished it all, but it took more than an hour.
Okay.
But they were like, there was some foul play. There were a suspicious amount of droppings on the ground of like crust chunks and wow. All this meat scattered on the ground. So it was obvious.
So they came in with a game plan of trying
to
cheat.
Yeah, they probably cheated probably like half a pound of stuff off, according to them. So.
And it's only two people can attack this, right?
Only two people.
So,
but you know, if you want, you could bring in like five people and order it. Then
it makes sense.
$10
yeah.
a head. But yeah, I mean, it was a gallant effort. But
wait, so you're saying they'll charge more if it's more than two people eating it, or
no, it's you're buying?
So it's only still $30, no matter
that,
what.
That pizza's $50.
Oh, okay.
$50. That carnivore challenge. But if you go in and get a 30-inch pizza with like pepperoni and sausage, then you're gonna look at like
what? So what happens if you win their challenge?
You win $250, and on top of that, the pot. So we were looking at $375 potential winnings.
Let's say it. So at the end of the day,
but you'd have to split it.
Yeah, but still think about that. That's still $162.50 for each other.
Reminds me of that John Candy movie called The Great Outdoors, where you had to eat that steak.
Yeah, exactly like that. So, but at the end of the day, couldn't get the job done, but it's all right.
Nope. Hazard and I walked out of that restaurant screaming, I hate pizza!
But what happened?
I never won pizza anymore!
But you're the champion!
Won the belt, though? At the end of the day, who won the belt?
I said, Hazard, I'm the new Popeye's champion. He's all like, I get my rematch, though.
but would he officially say that
so you
won?
He conceded.
So it's on the record right now.
It is on the record.
Admitted failure at the eating competition for Popeye's belt.
I have trumped.
I love how everyone is joining.
The heavenly...
I trumped Hazard after 10 years.
He's had the belt for 10 years.
That belt came into in existence in 99.
I bet he feels so bad that he lost his treasured belt.
He was a different
Seriously.
Man.
Seriously.
He was a different man after that.
What was he talking about?
He wants to have
the man part or something?
He never brought it up after that. Like,
what?
You know, like, he never texted me about it. Maybe he felt bad he got demolished in that.
I think he did.
Because he does do a lot of talk when it comes to
the
podcast.
He has so much pride in that.
No, at that point, we were both so wiped. It was just like, we weren't even thinking about food.
Yeah, but, like, if he was to think about it now that it's over with.
Oh, he's
going to
hear this eventually, and he's going to be like, damn it.
He's going
to
be so
upset. I'm
going to
challenge Danny to two subs that are each a foot long and nothing but meat or whatever.
Maybe we should have an eating challenge that does span the length of a radio show.
Oh, God.
And see how that would. And we can talk throughout the whole thing.
I don't want to watch you guys eat. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, we still need to do the Chinese food challenge.
Chinese food.
go to four different Chinese restaurants, and every one of us will order number 17, and then we converge back here and see what we have.
Oh, I thought it was combination H.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Letters, numbers, who cares? They're all the same. I mean, let's say, all right, there's 26 letters in the alphabet, then we say, like, letter L, or number, whatever number L is, and we'll just say L or 22.
Okay.
All right, let's go through, let's start over. What exactly is this Chinese food challenge? Because you brought this up during WrestleMania weekend, before that or something.
Well, think
like
about
that.
It. Every Chinese restaurant has the exact same menu, just ordered differently.
It's true.
So, let's say Carolyn goes to Huntsman, you go to the Safeway one, I'll go down to Burke Center, Hazard goes down to Burke Village.
Yeah.
And then we each go into one of them, we each, you know, and we say, I want combination K, or L, or just pick all, as long as all of us are picking the exact same thing.
Exact same, like, letter.
Letter. All right. Let's just say that, because almost all of them either have their menu in either numeric or alphabetical, or, like, ordering system.
Yeah.
For people, because when you order, you
maybe
just say...
Maybe we can just go there and get the menu.
Yeah, but it's more fun to actually bring it back, and then we can actually eat it.
Like the surprise. Yeah, that's true. Like the surprise.
Because you never know what you're going to get. Let's say, like, Huzzard brings back Hunan chicken, you bring back, like, water chestnuts and cashews, and I'll bring back, like, lo mein, and Joe brings back, like, dumplings.
It'll be so great if
it'll
all...
be totally random, too. We'll be like, well...
It'll be so great if we get that to go. Not to go, but if we order it on the phone, and they all, like, convene at like, one single location all at once.
Yeah, we get it all delivered at the same time.
And you see a whole bunch of Asian...
We'd have to make sure we know what is from what, though.
Well, they
at that
all...
point, it doesn't matter, because it's...
No, but then you would know, like, this one came from...
They'll ask for a name. Be like, well, did someone name... Did Carolyn order this, or did Joe order this, or Danny or Huzzard order this?
I'm assuming they give a receipt, too.
Yeah, that too.
That's true.
I'm telling you, it's worth a shot, because you never know what you're going to get.
This makes me hungry right now, man.
I'm hungry. I want to eat pizza now.
Yeah, I mean...
the best part was...
Is Pizza Boles open?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, even Malik's will be closed by now.
Don't even mention the time on the air. Don't even mention the time on the air.
We might be open for breakfast soon.
IHOP. Denny's. Fairfax.
I always wonder about that, man. People at home always wonder, like, what time do they do this?
What because time do they
we
do this?
I think it's funny. We always say good night at the end.
They all have normal. Well, I just made that a thing.
No, but like, even we've never really done like a normal show. We always do shows that are like way into the night, morning,
a.m. hours,
and like, but then we're always like good night. But then it's like, so.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, Huzzard and I were both saying, it's like, you know what? I think I hate pizza, and then like, we both agreed on it. And that the rest of that weekend, we're like, you know what? I have no desire to ever eat pizza again.
It's funny because...
Yeah,
like,
right. It will come back. It's pizza.
I had pizza last week.
Yeah.
Like, what is your opinion of pizza bolas?
I haven't had pizza bolas.
I mean, it's...
Wait, where is pizza bolas?
It's like in Huntsman.
Oh, I never had pizza bolas.
I mean, there's that thing, like, I call it, like, you know, there's that feeling I get after a buffet of, like... You know, the moment you get hungry after the buffet and you're like, man, I freaking wish I ate this piece and I ate that piece.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the worst feelings ever on earth, I think. Like, I still remember, like, even that barbecue with Calvin. They had, like, the best dry ribs ever that I've ever fucking had in my whole entire life, man. I took them home. I took it home, but, like... I'm still, that was like last month, and I still want them now.
Remember the wedding? Remember Huzzard's wedding? We were like, man, that...
We just finished our wedding.
It was awesome.
And now we're fucking hungry for it.
We turned down leftovers, and we had to go begging Huzzard.
They're all like, hey, man, you want to take some of these? No,
like,
no,
that's fine, that's fine. And then, what was it, like 6 o'clock at night?
It was 3 hours later.
I have to admit, I felt like so pathetic doing that, but then you were like, no, there's nothing wrong with doing this.
There is nothing wrong with that.
It's like, he's family now, come on.
He is family. It is. It's all in the family. It's all good.
What are they going to do? Give it away?
And they weren't going to eat it anyways. They had already divvied it up.
I don't even think Joe finished the last part of it.
Of what?
The chopped chicken?
Well, because like it got like really, really dry. I mean, like a dry chicken sort of sucks. It was basically eating like wood at that point.
Like wood chips.
I could have made a deck with that shit, man. That's really what,
yes,
what it came down to.
But that night, it really hit the spot.
It did, because we were like craving it and we didn't want to pay for anything.
Exactly. We didn't want to pay for any food. We had free food waiting for us.
Yeah, like that's like the worst.
We just had to go get it ourselves, which was not a big deal.
And that's one of the worst feelings ever too, man. When you go out and like people, you know, like a lot of times I'd go out with crew members and I know I have food like at my house waiting for me. And like, no, let's go eat. Come on, man. Let's go chill, whatever. We'll talk about good times. I go eat and I'm like... I don't want to order anything. I got food at home, man. I don't want to have a good time with you.
No, the worst is when I like...
No, I do, but yeah.
When I'm at WCW and I order...
When you're at World Championship Wrestling.
Well, let's face it. People at WCW, they have money. And they... A lot of times they'll order a lot of food and they'll just be leftovers waiting in the break room. But so often this will be like literally 30 minutes after I've eaten lunch or something. I'm like, damn it! Can't eat again. I'm full. And then there's like free pizza or like free like sandwiches or wraps.
Because when you're full, you don't feel like eating.
Exactly.
Really.
And then at the same time, you're like, but free stuff.
Exactly.
When it's like pizza, I'll just like grab a slice and hoard it at my desk for like till like 4 o'clock though.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might be the smart thing to do. Is just like take it with you. Take it with you, man. You know.
Exactly.
From now on, just take it with you.
But yeah, that's the pizza story. That was some good times though, man. And you know, the sad thing is, I was like, you know what? I would love to go back there just for normal pizza. Because the pizza was actually really good.
It looks really actually pretty tasty. It's like, when good pizza is fucking good.
And you know, the funniest thing is, because this place was on Travel Channel, there were two families that came from long distance just to be at this place.
Oh yeah.
And then they were hoping that someone was going to challenge it. And fortunately for this one family, they saw us challenging it. They're like, can we kind of watch here and stay here and watch you guys? My kid's been wanting to see someone eat this.
Was that? I'm guessing from the South, dude.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I'm in Georgia.
It's the Jared talk.
You said people from out of town. I was like.
Oh, no. There's one family that.
I just think it's funny that
kidding.
That's like their vacation is to watch people.
One family came from Ohio. And they came to just like order a pizza there.
Does Ohio have an accent?
I don't know.
I'm sure they probably have.
They got rednecks out in Ohio too.
They got rednecks everywhere.
Exactly,
man.
They're rednecks in every state. Doesn't matter where. They're even rednecks in California. Believe it or not.
Oh hell yeah.
California rednecks.
California rednecks, man. I don't even know what they'd be. They'd be the most stuck-up rednecks I've ever seen.
They'd
in my
be
life.
Like, I like to go surfing.
They got trailer trash. That's all. That's pretty much it. They don't really have the accents, but they're still trailer trash.
It does go to show you how far, like, say, if you're on a show, you know what I mean? That like how people will be able to like catch up on you. You know what I mean? If you're on once, if you have one episode of anything, and it's available to see on TV. People will go, man. That's why we have this radio show, to tell you the truth. It's really to keep the motion going that, like, hey,
it's
we're still alive.
It's all about promotion.
It really is all about promotion, and we get to talk about whatever trash we do.
subject our stories on others.
Exactly. I mean, there's that people do on this show, lay down their lives, man. They freak, this is therapeutic for them.
Yeah, I was talking to someone who's all like, we got in this conversation about blogging and whatnot, and I said, you know what, blogging is a lot harder than what people think it is. It takes a lot of dedication and time.
It does,
research,
man.
To keep fresh and at the same time not begin to sound disgruntled, because let's face it, real lives will interfere with all of us, and the worst part that can happen to you is you succeed at developing a following, because then you feel an obligation to do this stuff.
Exactly.
And when it becomes obligation, it has a bigger chance of losing fun. And when something loses fun, you stop.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the things I like about this show, that we get to have you up on this show, and you don't live up in this town, and I don't really see Huzzard or James as much, and they get to come up here, and even sometimes I have Cooney, and he's completely insane. And it's just one of those things, you know, you get to, you know, you have a reason to be in the same room and talk about time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. You know, and a lot of times it'll be great if people make comments on the board or whatever, but a lot of times I just want this show to be entertaining for them. We try not to be super serious about it, but a lot of times we go out of our way to be serious about making it obscene. So that's
fuck Walmart.
If it's not obscene, then we have not done our job.
Be obscene. But yeah, that's one of the great things. But I don't even know. I always wonder who's listening to this show out, you know, out in the world.
But at the same time, do you really want to know?
You know, I would like to know.
You're curious, but you want to know, but you don't want to know if they're really freaky people doing it.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't want to know what person's listening to it. I want to know where it's being listened to. Because what if it's already being listened to, like, in Russia? Because you can just go
then
online.
They might get upset about my accent from a few shows.
Well, you got,
ago.
Like, the Bangladeshi music playing right now.
Yeah, no.
Hello, everybody in Russia.
Sim, sim, salamim.
We welcome you to our show.
That's the first thing we say. Sim, sim, salamim.
It
from Johnny Quest.
It's fucking Haji. Haji.
What was the first thing that The Rock said in the... What was his spinoff?
Haku.
Masante.
The Scorpion King and the Hurricane. That was
What's up, that was a good angle, man.
Oh my god, The Rock. I miss The Rock.
But like, yeah, me man, too. It's like, I think this is, at least having this show is It is a great outlet because there's some people out there. They're just like, I wish I could do something, blah 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 blah, and then like you can't freaking do something.
Exactly.
It's your ass that's lazy.
But I think what works with you guys is there's no real limits. There's no real rules.
I think my cousin Andrew learned that the hard way when he was on here three, four episodes ago. Did you listen to that?
Yes, I did.
We threw him into that.
Carolyn sent me the link, and I caught up on like almost all the shows.
The next one was amazing, man. People have already listened to it. That was like a month ago, basically at this time. I guess we never talked about what the structure of the show was, but Carolyn,
you don't need one.
No, but I'm,
if you, the minute you create walls, the more you begin to feel constricted, and then because I was talking to the same dude was saying, it's like, you think blogging's hard? You should try doing a podcast. I was like, what'd you podcast about? He's all like, sports and wrestling. I was like, yeah, I can see that. I can see you like losing your target demographic real quick because you're kind of constricted to those two particular subjects.
That was the one great thing I found about like this show is that it's the whole pitch of it basically is a conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going in, you're going to expect anything. We've brought to them anything, but like, I didn't want it to be centered around one single, like, we're going to only talk about comics because Carolyn and I are, like, world-famous comic book creators, and we're going to talk about only movies because Joe makes movies and has stuff in festivals. No, we're going to talk about design. I was like, fuck that shit. We'll just roll with it. You know what I mean? We'll just make this conversation how a conversation of us usually is, and
I think...
I do take effort to keep us, say, like, a flow to it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I just don't want to have dead air.
You know when we're watching, like, wrestling DVDs?
Yeah.
It's like, you have the Flair DVD and you have the Rob Van Dam DVD. They're crap. You know why they're crap? Because there's no documentary.
Exactly.
It's like
just the straight matches
when,
you're talking
about? When it gets to a point, people legitimately are curious about the people.
Yeah.
It's like... The RVD one, I had high hopes for it because I was like, yeah, I want to know what kind of like fucked up childhood he had. No, it just was matches after matches after matches, and occasionally he would give a commentary about like a personal match. But like the Mr. Perfect DVD, that was awesome. Learning about his childhood, learning about his kids coping with his death.
You want to hear mistakes, man. Yeah. You want to hear the drama.
It's like when the son was like, I miss my dad so much. He used to torture me. Like, he used to torture me like only a father could torture his son. Like, we'd be in a car and he'd lock the doors and lock the windows and he'd fart.
What?
But, you know, that's like father-son bonding stuff that the kid's just fondly remembering. And it's just like, damn, you really feel bad for the kid because he really misses his dad. And then they talk about the dad and all the wrestlers are all like, Arn Anderson was like, you could take Ric Flair and have him face Mr. Perfect and then have a triple threat with... a pile of bricks.
What?
And it'll be a 5-star match.
What was that movie you were saying one time about like Flair's kids? They all don't really look like
Flair.
Like Flair.
The milkman's kids.
Like, they all look like different kids.
Wait,
does any of his kids actually look like him?
I don't know which.
Reed kind of looked like him. Reed, the one who was on Nitro that took down Bischoff.
I haven't really seen like a grown up Reed though, like a Reed grown up Reed Flair. Speaking of Flair, Ring of Honor coming to Manassas June 12th, I believe. Ric Flair is gonna be there. Carolyn, how much is it to pay for this?
So basically, to go to the show, it's $20, which is reasonable.
That's not bad.
It's a reasonable price.
$20 a show. You know, but, I think it's general. I think it's reserved seating too.
But if you want to have Ric Flair sign something, that's an additional $30.
What?
But if one you want, single if piece. You want him to sign two single pieces. That is an additional $20.
Oh, so for $50...
So for $50, you can get two autographs of Ric Flair per person.
That's right. June 12th, man. Manassas.
Plus, you have to pay your $20 ticket in addition.
Good Lord.
I mean, I think he's making... I mean,
I like
you know,
Flair
he probably
all,
makes
but...
a lot of his money from that, and I respect that, but then at the same time, I'm like, really? $50 for two of your autographs?
Jesus Come Christ. On, Randy the Ram?
Now, if you were... If you were in his position... Would you actually feel good about making that charge? You know, asking people that much money.
That's probably like how he makes a lot of his profit.
That is highly true because he is an independent contractor and this is his only income. I wonder if he can tax.
No way, man. He had to have had a lot more personal business ventures out there.
Do you think, well, do you think Ring of Honor takes like 40% or something?
He did have real estate.
Yeah, he used to have real estate, and he had all those gold's gyms.
I mean, he definitely has money.
But the real estate fell through, though.
Yeah, and so did some of the gold's gyms, but still, I mean, you got to imagine.
He has a lot of alimony to pay.
This is true.
Two.
Like kids.
He has a lot of money to be...
How many wives does he have?
But, I mean, he left on good terms. You gotta imagine Vince is taking care of him, too.
Well, he was supposed to, from what I heard, he was supposed to take, like, the SmackDown GM position. But he refused that. And
probably
said,
doesn't
like,
want to travel.
Yeah, he said... And also, he said he can make more...
Oh, here's Ric Flair with his family.
He said he can also make more money doing
like
indies.
Like the Black family from the mayor.
Yeah, what's with
some,
the black
like, people random people like Fox
nothing,
and Friends or
nothing
something.
Nothing against black people. What's black people doing in that family photo?
Exactly.
There's also an Asian woman.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's his family.
Styling, right? Profiling.
That's not...
Jet riding, kiss stealing.
It's like him with the cast of Fox and Friends.
That's not his family, dude. Just not freaking Power Rangers.
Cast of Different Strokes. Power Rangers.
JR's Family Barbecue.
That's JR.
Who cares?
Barbecue's good, man. I love barbecue.
Barbecue's some good stuff.
Is this here's a TMZ photo. He has a black eye.
Yeah, those are his daughters and his son.
So is that him?
Yeah, that's Ric Flair right there.
No, I know, but like, are those kids really his?
I don't know, Reed. What does it say?
That's gotta be Reed, because we all know what David Flair looks like. So
yeah,
that's gotta be Reed.
Probably Reed.
He just hasn't...
Daughter Ashley?
Yeah, but $30 for a signature on one object.
You know, the sad thing is, if it were anyone other than Flair, I'd be like, fuck that shit. But
oh, yeah.
But the thing is,
it is
Flair. When's the next time he's going to be this close? I don't know. I've got 30...
I've been close to him enough at the time.
Okay, but
point.
Here's the question. Would you spend $30 for a Ric Flair autograph?
You know...
Let's talk about who you've had autographs with before.
Chris Benoit.
But like, have you had to pay for it?
No.
What was it like meeting Chris Benoit?
He was a very quiet guy.
Oh,
he's very quiet, kept to himself.
before he snapped and killed people.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I still can't like.
So
get
I actually
over
met
it
I met Chris Benoit and Teddy Long at the same time because Teddy Long was also there.
I met Teddy Long after a WCW show. No, after a Raw event over at Modell's at the MCI Center. I was like, are you Teddy Long? This is when he was a referee. And he's like, yeah. I was like, man, I was a big fan of you as a manager of Doom. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
You was a big fan of him.
But now he's an awesome GM now, man. He's like, holla, player.
I should be on the dollar bill.
Dollar bill, down.
What would you
dog?
Do if somebody came up to you and was like, I was a big fan of you?
I didn't say I was a big fan of you.
But doesn't that imply
I'm a big fan of you when you're, I mean, like, I'll, and I just listed, like, you know, you manage Doom. It's all good stuff.
Let's see. I met Hogan.
I
met Hogan. I met The Undertaker. And I met Mick
Foley. I know you, boy. You're Mean Markello. Did you attack it like that? Hey, Mark Calloway, man.
Well, I wasn't that enthusiastic. I was like, yeah, you're Mean Mark Calloway. He kind of stared.
Who was he with? Was he in the elevator with somebody?
He was in front of the elevator by himself.
Oh, just
by himself. And
do I know you, boy?
Because we were actually on the 9th floor of this hotel. It was an airport hotel, and the 9th floor was guest, like special guests only.
Yeah.
But since the people running this convention were like my friends, they gave me a 9th floor key. So The Undertaker was on the 9th floor because he's a special guest. And I was on the same floor as The Undertaker.
Playing Love Lockdown.
And then I also met Mick Foley, who's also real cool shit.
Man, now we have all met Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Who has not met Mick Foley? Hazard has not met Mick Foley. Yes, he's the missing.
Yeah, but Hazard goes to King's Dominion and amusement parks, and you hit amusement park at the right time. You just might run into Mick
just
Foley.
Because
Mick Foley still loves to take his kids to like King's Dominion and Busch Gardens and stuff like that.
Now let me ask you a question: when you have kids, or whenever that happens, would you take them to all these amusement parks?
When they're old enough to be ready, yeah.
Oh yeah,
by all means.
But would you go like? Would you do it like that? Because you guys used to go in a lot of amusement parks, or to a lot. Do you? I guess the real question would be, you know, if you had a choice, which one would it be? And what
between Kings Dominion,
yeah,
and
Kings Dominion. What?
Now, hands down, Busch Gardens.
Is there an
hands
amusement park?
Hands down, Busch Gardens.
Out of all the amusement parks, where you have Disneyland, you have Epcot.
You know what? You know, in terms.
Which is the best one?
I'm a big fan of roller coasters.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, Disney, just does not have the roller coasters.
What does Disney have anyway? They just have the song.
They have attractions. They have attractions, kids rides, the costume people.
What are these attractions that they have?
I don't know. Like,
I haven't been to the
stunt,
amusement park.
Stunt shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, I haven't
been
to
the
amusement
Indiana
park.
Jones stunt show and whatnot. But like when it comes to rides, you can't beat Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens is pretty
Busch
good.
Gardens is awesome. And what goes very underrated, down in Orlando, there's a SeaWorld. You know the Alpengeist ride, Busch Gardens?
What's that? I haven't been in a long time.
It's basically one of the rides where your legs dangle while you're going down a big track.
Like a big bad wolf or something.
Yeah, something like that. And the Orlando SeaWorld has a ride just like it. And I read the best review on the internet. They said, SeaWorld Orlando needs a separate entrance that's just a line for the Kraken.
I like that, the Kraken. What exactly is the Kraken? What can you describe, like, Kraken, what
a character on Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
Yeah, Kraken is, you know, it's a mythical octopus
monster. No,
but what the ride is.
Too.
But no, it's just like Alpengeist. It is Alpengeist just painted a different color, essentially. Yes. That is all it is. But your legs are dangling, and you're going down super speeds down these long, windy tracks, and it's really, really fun.
Now, the last time I ever went to an amusement park I can basically break down the story, because it was supposed to be me, Mike Bovey, and Jason Sipe. And I remember the night specifically because Mike Bovey stayed up all night, and we went to 7-Eleven. You know, we caused trouble at nighttime, and Mike Bovey stayed up all night playing Warcraft. my parents got mad at us because we stayed up so late that they weren't gonna take us to Busch Gardens, and we had to like talk. No, this is what happened. Like, we didn't say we were leaving my house to go to 7-Eleven, and so they were all searching for us. And when we walked back, they were like all mad and like, well, you guys aren't going to Busch Gardens anymore. Then like we're like, oh, that sucks, man. And then we just went down here, but we played Warcraft all night. We played Genesis. And then, like, the morning came, and, like, you still want to go to Busch Gardens? And then, like, yeah, let's go. But you guys got to be good. You can't do what you did last night anymore. I'm like, all right. Went to Busch Gardens. I didn't realize how long it was to get to Busch Gardens. But it was crazy. It was crazy, man. Like, I don't know. It started to rain. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, go to an amusement park and it's all raining. You think, like, oh, this sucks. You can't do anything. No, we ran amok. We were, like, pushing water and doing push-ups in big puddles. And for some reason, this came to the point. This is when the movie Armageddon came out. And Jason Sipe had a huge crush on Allison Doyle. And so, like, he designated the song, like, Don't Want to Miss a Thing to her. And we heard that song like millions of times during that summer. And so at the end, it was raining, and he was like, Allison, I don't want to close my eyes. He's like singing that. I was like, damn, this is really like an awesome moment.
Was she there?
No, she wasn't there. It was just, you know, when you're crazy and you're just spurting out random things.
Yeah.
That was it. He was like doing push-ups and like singing that song, just yelling about Allison. I think there's one point where we lost Bovey.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just trying to picture what Allison Doyle looked like.
She's like a blonde chick,
I think she was cute.
Cheerleader.
I have.
Didn't
like everyone have a crush on her?
I don't think so.
No, I didn't. I thought she was kind of a bitch.
I don't know. I just remember like maybe it was Bovey or I don't know someone.
Probably.
I remember like
probably any one of those.
Yeah. I remember having some type of discussion about her.
But it is true, like Allison Doyle did in fact captivate, you know, it's like the cheerleader, popular crowd, blonde hair, and you know, Jason kept on saying, like, yeah man, I have it in with her, she can, you know, it was interesting to see that. Nothing came of it, but it was like that summer where you never see the girl.
What year was that?
Whenever Armageddon came out.
It was a while ago.
Could have been like 8th grade or 9th grade or something like that.
Ancient history though.
Yeah.
But like that was one of those summers, man, you know, when like the whole summer is built up, like, come on, man, let's go find her house. You can go talk to her or something like that. You know what I mean?
You're stalking her?
Well, that's freaking high school.
It's okay as long as you're minors.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Did you and Jason hang out outside her house?
Yeah, we found her house.
Oh, my God.
we have it on videotape.
How'd you find it?
Because we were all in the same we rode the same bus.
Did you find her bedroom window?
I don't know. Jason got further with that. That was more of his deal. But we all did ride the same bus.
I never rode the bus in high school. Never once.
Like, well, we did ride the bus, so this was like before 10th grade then.
Before Hazard got his license.
I have never stalked anyone to try to find their house.
Yeah, but this is high school. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean...
Those are moments.
You can do that when you're under 18.
Well, we're under 18. We're like in ninth grade.
Like I said, it's okay as long as you're minor.
these are the things that define people's relationships in life for the rest of their time.
Think about if you were to do that nowadays.
Well, yeah, but that's like immature to do it now. Yeah, but
you do it now,
then,
it's illegal.
Yeah, but like doing it back then, that's romantic.
Exactly. You know? That's a school puppy crush.
Like, I wasn't trying to think like an adult back then. I'm not even trying to think like an adult now. But
who says we think like adults now?
Exactly. Yeah. But like stuff like that. That's,
I just think it's funny.
It's probably funny, but there's a whole lot of stuff that's awesome like that. Trying to find the house of the girl you like, you know, like doing, like trying to figure out what locker she is, who she's talking to, like stuff like that.
It's so investigative.
It is,
like,
but
it's very detective, Veronica Mars-ish.
But it is also very like high school, like romance stuff. That's what it's all about, you know? It's good memories, man. Good memories is crazy. I don't know, it doesn't really mean anything, but it's just like, wow, it's something to do, you know? Oh, Jason's sitting there. He's like, "Hey, let's go try to figure out her house." You know,
it's kind of like this obsession thing, like, but like in a like not crazy way, but like in a.
You're thinking about it too much as an adult. You gotta bring it back to like where it all came from.
Yeah, because like when you're in,
remember, because that's the only eight. You're almost grouped into that high school world, and that's how that world is.
It's true.
Remember that?
Yeah. No, because it's like it's interesting because it's like. You don't really realize that you are being like semi-obsessive at that time, but it's like
an activity.
Semi, that was full obsession.
No, but like, and it's just like an activity because like you have like no realism like involved. That it's just like I like this girl or whoever, and then you're just like completely focused on finding her locker.
Yeah, but like
trying to talk to her.
But isn't that like you watch movies like American Pie? You see things like Adventureland. Yeah, Can't Hardly Wait.
Did you see Adventureland?
Yeah. But like that's where those things come from, you know, those moments of being crazy. That's why those things are so romantic.
Should I still do that?
Danny's like, I'm still a stalker.
Because that's the
I still do spontaneous stuff. I felt like gambling, so I drove to North Carolina and went to Cherokee Indian land and gambled.
Cherokee Indian land.
I did.
But that's one of those things that are so cool about those times, you know. You may look at it now, but like I cherish those moments of just being insane because these days, there's so many worries about it. Like, oh, we can't... You get arrested,
or it's illegal.
It's like, oh, you can't be arrested. You know what I mean?
Defecating school property. You get suspended, but...
It's funny, like, all the stuff that some of you guys did back then. It's like, exactly, if you were to do it now, oh, man.
You'd be in jail.
I mean, like, I do some pretty crazy... I do some pretty crazy things with filmmaking right now. Like, probably even worse. But at least those times was pure innocence. Now, it's just pure evil. It's just where it's been designated to. You know what I mean?
That's pure how evil, it's... just like Walmart.
Exactly. Fuck Walmart.
Fuck Walmart.
I'm going to buy stuff from them tomorrow, but it's
fuck
all right.
Fuck Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan.
And TNA.
Yeah.
Shop.
Fuck TNA Wrestling.
Well, but that's another show, man. That's another show down the drain.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, thank
what
you.
What time is it?
Thank
oh
you
my
all.
God.
Don't even talk about what that time is, but thank
there
you
there is
all.
No time. But, time.
Thank you all for
time does not exist in our world. Go on.
Thank you all for listening to this show. Hope you download, subscribe, and comment. Check for us on iTunes. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I'm the Popeyes champion.
The Popeyes champion.
Woo!
You've been listening to Carolyn and Joe Show. Have a good night.
Gallons of the stuff I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood. Kind of human wreck is that you love?